Good evening and welcome to the Perpetual Notion Machine. I am Dr. Mayra Oyola Merced and I'm here with my co-host,
Angel Adames Corraliza, and we are both professors in the Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Woo, woo, woo. Go Badgers. Well, we are here today to talk about the Madison Marathon and the science and the weather behind it. And there's a reason why we're talking about it, and it's because we are both running it. And not only we're going to talk about the science of marathoning, but let's talk about the temperature, and more specifically, the temperature as it relates to the weather forecast for Sunday.
Right. So this weekend is going to be the first winter outbreak for Madison and for the greater Midwest region. I was just looking at the forecast, and it looks like we're getting a low-pressure system that's going to develop from the Canadian Rockies, and it's just going to dip right into Wisconsin, bringing all that cold, Arctic, high air. Canadian air into the region. It's gonna rain. It's going to snow on Saturday night. Thankfully, it looks like it'll be clearing out by the time race starts on Sunday, but it will be cold. It looks like temperatures are going to be in the low to mid-20s.
Yeah, so we have two models. Actually, we have checked four different models. There is the global forecast model, which is the U.S. Forecasting model, and also the European or the ECMWF model. And it seems that at least both models are converging now in terms of the temperature. The precipitation and the precipitation type is still...
It's still in the air,
It may either rain or snow, so we don't know.
Yeah, and we could still have some flurries on Sunday during race, but it does seem to be converging into somewhere in the 25, 28 degree range with some potential flurries. And as we're going to be discussing in a couple minutes, it also will be probably kind of windy. With winds blowing from the northwest, maybe 10 to 15 miles per hour. It'll still be kind of overcast. There will be some breaks in the sun, I think.
So some people are going to be super excited because this is basically the first potential for snow. We're going to have the first potential for snow in this region. We know that our colleague John Martin at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, a very well-renowned professor and a person that loves snow.
He's thrilled.
He's a snow freak.
Yeah, he's thrilled.
He's thrilled about the fact that we are going to have our first event. And normally I would be too. I love snow. I love seasons. I'm getting a little bit, I would say, apprehensive, but I'm also really excited about the marathon and running or dragging my body. So if you see us, say hi.
Yeah. If you recognize us, just come and say hi. For those of you that are wondering, at least the roads and the ground are still fairly warm. We did have a pretty warm summer, and the fall hasn't been that cold yet. We haven't had many days that have dipped below freezing. So there's very low chance of accumulation. Maybe there's some of the tall, grassy areas, there will be some accumulating snow if it does snow. But the majority of places, it won't stick. So it'll probably just be wet roads that we'll be dealing with. And I was actually thinking earlier, and we'll talk about this as we move on. The one thing that I realized today is that, like, the biggest concern for me in the race is actually getting my feet wet.
Yeah.
Like, and then having cold feet the entirety of the race. But we'll chat about this in a minute.
Yes. So why are we talking about the weather? Well, obviously, it's really important when we're dealing with or we're running or we're outside doing any activity. But we know that specifically when we are talking about endurance sports, their energy and temperature are very important aspects of it. And particularly the marathon, when you start running a marathon, our body is fueled by glycogen, which is technically sugar. So we joke that runners love to eat sugar, that we have a permit to eat sugar and pasta and all these wonderful things before the race. But in reality, under control, this is something that is actually needed, and it's normally stored in the muscles and the liver. However, as the mileage piles up, as we go into like 16, 17, 18 miles, we use all of that, or we deplete all of that glycogen from our muscles and from the liver, and the body starts using more fat, and which sounds amazing. However, it is a slower process, and so it's not as efficient, right? Well, once you tap into the fat storage, it will be efficient, but that transition, it takes a while.
Yeah, it doesn't burn as many calories as quickly, so you tend to just slow down when that happens. So anybody who's ever kind of like known of the term bonking
or hitting the wall
knows exactly how that feels like. It's actually like a pretty terrible sensation when you feel it. So it's definitely something that you want to avoid. And we'll talk a little bit about why this is important, especially given the weather forecast for the weekend.
So another concept in running that we talk a lot about is this concept of VO2 or VO2 max. And pretty much what that is how much oxygen the body can deliver for muscles and also for the aerobic metabolism. So in other words, if you have a really high VO2 max, you have a greater potential for endurance and you're probably going to have a much better time running a race. But all these things that we talked about, they actually kind of are related to energy and energy regulation. And when we talk about energy and energy regulation, we need to talk about temperature and thermal regulation. So we know that energy production isn't just about oxygen. We also, when we run, we're using or we're creating heat as a byproduct. And the harder our muscles work and the harder our organs work, the more metabolic heat they're going to generate. And during the summer, actually all the time, that energy, the body needs to find a way to dissipate all that heat. And that normally happens through sweating and also to that blows. When we get all red, right, where our skin gets red, which is that blood flow to the skin. And that's why the point where we need to start thinking about weather and the conditions externally.
Yeah, the longer you are out, the more important this is. So again, this goes back to like us thinking about like for the marathon specifically, and even the half marathon, because this summer we ran a half marathon and it was really hot and really humid and it was absolutely terrible, especially at the end. Those who know, they know that the heat can be really bad, and especially when there's a heat wave, they can be particularly life-threatening. Those conditions we talked about earlier, you know, I think in an earlier episode, about somebody having a heat stroke when we were running in the summer. But the winter comes, you know, winter weather comes with its own risks, hypothermia, you know, if you're not thermally regulating. And so when you have cold conditions like this, you have to be very careful about what you're wearing, let's talk a little bit about the meteorological parlance for this, right? Because in the summer, we care about like the humidity, the dew point, the wet bulb temperature, which I think we've mentioned in prior episodes as well. But in winter, we think about the wind chill. And so, like we mentioned earlier, wind chill this weekend is going to be pretty low, right? Because the temperatures are going to be in the 20s, but the wind chill is going to be slim windy, so the wind chills are probably going to be in the teens. Now, that's not, you know, not frostbite cold, but if you're not careful, you can get hypothermia, right? Mm-hmm. And so why is this a problem, especially for people that are out running, right? So it's important to think about that when you are going out in the cold, your muscles will constrict, right? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so if that happens, you can get cramps, but also you can also have a failure, not just cramps, but you can also have injuries.
Yeah.
And so, and if you'd also like don't treat that, you know, don't get that regulated, you can get hypothermia as well. And so sometimes you have shivering and stuff, it's just uncomfortable, but it's not just it being uncomfortable, it can also be pretty dangerous. So there's the risk of injury, but there's also a risk for you to actually not do well. So with that said, right, like I think it's important to also remember to kind of like go out and kind of have an idea of what feels comfortable, warm and comfortable for you. So Maya, am I missing something here?
No, I think we covered what the dangers are. I think it's important to mention what are the perfect conditions for running. Not that we're going to have them this weekend.
No. Just so people know how far away we're going to be.
Yes.
We're going to be far away from the ideal conditions.
Yeah, and that's normally around 45-55 Fahrenheit. For people that use Celsius, that it's not common here on this side of the world, but that will be 7 to 13 degrees Celsius. In that way, our metabolic heat and the cooling kind of stays in balance. So it's normally perfect conditions for perfect performance. We talked about heat, right? So when things are hot and very humid, you're going to limit that sweat evaporation, and that can lead to an increase in body temperature. And we know that that's extremely dangerous.
And you can dehydrate too, right? Because it's hot, you're sweating too much. Your sweat is not cooling you, so your body sweats even more. And then that also gives you the issue of getting dehydration, right? And I've been dehydrated, so I know the symptoms of dehydration. I start getting a headache. I start getting lightheaded. The headache is just when you get a headache and you don't know where it's coming from, especially after you exercise, then you know you're probably dehydrated. But
funny enough, you can also get dehydrated in the cold.
Yeah, and that's actually pretty, it can be even more dangerous because you don't even know that you're dehydrated.
Thirsty, yeah.
Yeah, you don't get as thirsty, so you don't drink enough water. And so it can actually be worse if you're not careful. And so that's also the another thing to keep in mind, you know. And I think also, like, you know, I generally jokingly tell people that it's easier for me to deal with like cold weather because you just layer up, whereas like there's like a point that is so hot that there's no clothes, you can't rip your skin off, right?
Yes.
But thermal regulation can be very tricky, and also staying hydrated, you know, if you get too hot, you'll sweat more, and so you can get dehydrated there as well. So it's be very, very tricky, but it's important for people that are exercising in the cold to not forget to drink water. And, you know, even in the cold weather, you're still losing about a liter or two of water per hour, especially if you're doing vigorous exercise. So don't forget to drink water. You know, hopefully, you know, I trust the organizers of the race that they'll like put the cups out and they won't be frozen solid.
Yeah,
you know,
we were wondering about that. And thank you so much for volunteering for that.
Yeah, thank you all to all the volunteers, because it is not going to be pleasant. So this is a labor of love that you're doing out there right now.
Yes.
You're going to be doing that this weekend, I guess. Not right now, but yeah.
Yeah, and the same thing goes with the electrolytes. So when we talked about electrolytes, we're talking about potassium, sodium, magnesium. So they're all very important for a nerve signaling and muscle condition or contraction. Mm-hmm. So really important to keep those up. And there are a number of drinks that you can use, and particularly not fond of the most common drink. I don't know if we can say it. The brand, but yeah. There are various brands that you can use.
Very well-known brands.
Yeah.
I actually have a question. I don't know if you know the answer to this, Mayor, but maybe if somebody knows, they can chat with us at some point. Like, you know, sometimes when it can be jarring and actually threatening when you encounter like a heat wave for the first time. So it's actually more dangerous for you to run in the first couple days that it's hot because your body's not acclimated. Is that true? The converse is that also true, that it's more dangerous when it gets the first cold outburst because your body isn't acclimated to the cold? Like, I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, me neither. So that's a good question. If someone knows the answer, that would be great.
Yeah, that'd be great. But yeah, like now that we're on that, you know, since we're talking about acclimation and stuff, maybe we can have a, you know, we're almost at the half point here, but maybe talk a couple seconds about climate change.
Yeah, we know that we discussed it here many times, that rising global temperatures and humidity are making things, are changing patterns here. And there was actually a study that we shared recently that they may make races like marathons more hazardous.
Yeah, and not just marathons, but any kind of long-term endurance activity where you're outside for a long time. I noted, I was talking to you earlier, that I think, so there's like a 7 major marathons. They're very well known. They're famous. The elite athletes do them. And I think like 4 of them this year were in heat waves.
Yeah, that's terrible. Tokyo, one of them was Tokyo.
London.
Chicago was okay. Yeah. Tokyo, London, I remember they were hot. Yes.
Yeah, Tokyo, London. Damn, I'm like kind of blanking out right now. Berlin was another one, was hot too. And then only
Chicago,
New York were fine. Yeah, Sydney, Chicago, New York were fine. And so I forgot the other one. So it was unusual, and that's expected to continue and get worse in the future.
Well, we're running out of time, and we, at least for the English portion of this show today, every marathon is a balance between physics, physiology, weather. So just make sure that you listen to your body. And if you're running the marathon on Sunday and you see us, please say hi.
Yes, please say hi. And remember that like a lot of these things can be pre-planned if you look at your weather, of your local forecast. So please keep an eye out on weather forecast, regardless whether you're running or not. Keep an eye out for the weather.
All right. You're listening, or you have listened to the Perpetual Motion Machine. Good luck to everyone running the marathon, and good evening to everyone.
This world is not meant for you. Run, boy, run. They're trying to catch you. Run, boy, run. Running is a victory. Run, boy, run. Beauty lies behind the hills. Run, boy, run. The sun will be guiding you. Run, boy, run. They're dying to stop you. Run, boy, run. This race is a prophecy. Run, boy, run. Break out from society.